This is the astrology forecast for the 2017 Scorpio Full Moon by Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net. The Scorpio Full Moon takes place on May 10, 2017 at 2:24 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 5:24 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 10:24 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, at 20 degrees Taurus, 24 minutes, 20 degrees Scorpio, 24 minutes. The spring's plot twists and epiphanies are delivering us to the emotional culmination and release valve of the Scorpio full moon. This one has the power to send us deeper than deep into some matters and dispatch others with the clean swiftness of a scalpel. You've been spending more mindful time in your garden lately since last month's Taurus new moon drove attention to the physicality of existence. That's been quite the lightning field, with some strikes throwing a stark and sudden light on one sector or another, and others hitting you smack in the head. The excitements come from Mercury and Uranus, the cosmic messenger and the cosmic iconoclast, playing Humpty Dumpty with practicalities, resources and supply lines, and our very concepts of our own worth. The Scorpio full moon marks the beginning of the end of their trickster teamwork. They've been tight since the end of April and make the second of two conjunctions on the morning of the full moon. As a result, this year's review of what we've been tending is not the usual immersion in intensity and the primordial. We're going in with massively altered perspectives, which affect the emotional scorecards we're ticking off now. Watch for some combination of the following questions to surface. Responses will be radically different from what they would have been even 2 weeks ago. What's the condition of your resources? A short list for starters. Cash, technology, marketable skills. Are they supporting and nurturing you? Are you enjoying them or the effort you put into them? Is the return worth the effort? Do you possess them, or do they possess you? What's the role of other people? Who's on your share list? Who's returning the favor, contributing to your garden, valuing it? And maybe, do you possess them? Do they possess you? Questions like these color the emotions coming to a head now. They may not all be pretty. Some nasty, scary beasts lurk in the waters of Scorpio, but they don't have to stick around long, at least not in the form of their surfacing. The potential for release comes from a supportive link from this full moon to its ruler, Pluto, ruler of the beasts and treasures alike that lurk within the deep. He's also the lord of death and rebirth, and his participation enables swift and clean response. Clarifying, simplifying, prioritizing, and, where necessary, cutting away. He's escalating the sense of quickening, adding an air of facing the unavoidable and inevitable, and arming us with fearlessness and ruthlessness, which does not have to be cruel. The tools will come in handy no matter what is coming up. When Scorpio is involved, even developments you rationally see as positive have a way of inspiring you to take a deep breath before proceeding. Much of what transpires now will be natural, organic, or unforced, like the cycles of nature that Pluto rules. You know on some level, cellular or subconscious, if not rational, what is ready to die, to leave, to be transformed, to be embraced and allowed to grow deeper and more intense. Thanks to Mercury and Uranus, you're more ready for any of these eventualities. The lightning strikes have already shattered your attachment to certain values, points of view, and mundane situations. So you may find yourself approaching the Scorpio cauldron with more relief and anticipation than dread, and excitedly tossing in this and that as it churns and bubbles and transmutes. You can spot decay with an objective eye and address attack and clear it, so work that ability. Look around to see what isn't thriving, then deal with it. Prune the dead and dying. Unplug unsalvageable situations from life support. Clean out debris and clutter. Get rid of anything that doesn't suit, support, or nourish you anymore, or that no longer interests you. You're freeing space and resources, time, money, emotion, energy, that could go into what you do want to flourish. And as you pare down your short list, one or two items may make the cut that give you pause and stir a mixture of excitement, anticipation, and terror. That's your signal. Trust. Dive in. Merge. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. Visit my site, empowermentunlimited.net, to listen to my weekly podcast, sign up for my weekly newsletter, and book a session with me. You'll find me on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel.